Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to the voice of reason and a positive voice. That's what you're going to get out of us in the future. We're not going to be Pollyannas. We're not going to be naive about what's going on. We're going to deal with the realities that we see in front of us, but we're not going to deal with things that are imaginary. We're not going to get hysterical about what's going on, because that's not going to help anybody. And people who we invite on this show are people who are like that, who don't get hysterical, who deal with the realities in front of us, not what we imagine in our between our ears, or not what the media imagines is going on. You and I, as small business owners, can only deal with the reality in front of us. Otherwise, we're not being helped. And I promise you, that's my promise to you, is on this show, you're only going to get real stuff and real solutions. And one of the people who can help us with that is a guy named Howard Ruff. You have heard about Howard probably. If you've been around a while, you've heard of Howard, because back in the 70s, folks, in the mid-70s, when we were going through my second recession in the mid-70s, my first one was 69, a guy wrote a book called How to Prosper During the Coming Bad Years, and his name is Howard Ruff. And he's been talking to people for a long time now, ever since then, about how to make sure that you stay alive, you thrive and survive, even during tough times. And he's got a new book out, How to Prosper During the Coming Bad Years in the 21st Century. And he's a member of our Brain Trust, and our friend Howard Ruff. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back, Howard, as always. And folks, his other book is called, another one that I know of, Safely Prosper or Really Rich, Choosing Your Personal Wealth Heaven. Howard, we've got, it seems to me that what has happened recently is an awful lot like what's happened in the past. I may have mentioned to you once before that I've got a book in front of me called Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds. It was written in 1848 about this kind of nonsense that we've gone through with the credit crisis. It was a report on three of those kinds of things back into the Middle Ages almost. I mean, it seems like we never learn, Howard.
Well, no, we don't. And in fact, that's why I wrote this book. Because it became obvious that things had rolled around to where they were back in the 70s. And I make a living writing books, and so I was going to write a book, and then I realized that I'd already written it. I just needed to update it. So I updated this book and just reissued it in April of this year. But it's like Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again.
Well, the thing is, Howard, there are differences this time from last time, I think. I mean, the global economies, the bad news is they're intertwined, and if one gets sick, the other one gets sick the next day. The good news is if they learn something, or if they decide they want to help each other, they can do it much quicker today than they used to.
Well, that's certainly true, but the similarities are important for the average guy. And the average guy is trying to make his way through it. I mean, it's the small businessman, for example. He's still trying to live a life with a family. And the things that you have to do are very much like we've seen in the past. I'm making recommendations that are very similar to the ones I made in the 70s. And I got on top of the inflation we had in the 70s and made a lot of money for a lot of people. And the book that I wrote back then sold 2.6 million copies and made a big difference.
That was a lot of books back in the 70s.
That was a lot of books even now.
That's right. But, well, one of the ways, I know that, let me ask you a question. What do you think the cause of what we're going through right now, the financial crisis, the credit seizing up, the really ugly issues that we've got going on right now, these things have been coming for a long time, really. I mean, the specific things we're working on now, this is a cake that's been baking for a long time, isn't it?
Well, that's true, but it's simply coming around again. The point we want to make is that the real problem for the average person is not the stuff you read in the headlines. For example, I've had a lot of people say, well, gee, what caused this, and what should we do about it? What should Congress do? I don't have the slightest idea, and they wouldn't take my advice anyway. But what I do know is that there are certain things very similar to the past that the average individual should do, because the problems for the average individual are going to be very much the same as we've seen before. And it has to do with the devaluing of our currency.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ever since we invented paper currency, the world's been littered with dead paper currencies over and over again, and this is happening again. And now, but you made a point that we've got to be positive about this sort of stuff. Well, that's where I am. The real point is that there are opportunities when you have major turns in the economy like this, if you know what to do. But they aren't the traditional Wall Street things, even though Wall Street hardly even exists anymore. The main thing is for you to take advantage of these opportunities, and you can turn small amounts of money into real wealth in a time like this.
Well, I know you've been a gold guy for a long time, gold and silver, haven't you?
No. I've been publishing for 32 years, and I've been bullish on gold and silver for 11 of those years.
Okay.
My job as a financial advisor is simply to be right for whatever's right for the times. And gold and silver are not always a good thing to do.
What about right now?
Right now, it's the perfect thing to do. And
even to get into gold, of course, I know gold has been going up and down, but it's pretty high right now compared to where it's been over the last 10 or 20 years. Even now's a good time to get in?
It's not very high for now. For example, the problem that we're dealing with here is that gold, it adjusted for inflation, it has a long way to go even to meet the highs that it hit back in 1980.
Yeah.
And, for example, it was 850, and then we think that's an all-time high, but if you adjust for inflation, it has to go to about 2,200 before it will even pass that.
The way we used to consider oil, the real peak adjusted for inflation on oil was like $85. The same calculation for gold. I see what you mean. Stand by, Howard. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, folks, I want to get Howard to talk to us about what he thinks you and I, as small business owners, should be doing right now in the coming tough times. 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. B-I-Z. I hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. We built them for you, and we're very, very close to having the new website ready. I'm looking forward to telling you and showing you what that looks like in just a very short time. Howard Ruff is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Howard is one of the sages. His new book is called How to Prosper During the Coming Bad Years in the 21st Century. That's the brand new one, and he's been talking about how to profit during the tough times for a long time. And Howard, you want to give us your website, please?
Yeah, sure. It's roughtimes.com, R-U-F-F-times.com. And incidentally, when you go to my website, I can teach you how to rip me off. You want to know how to do that?
Yeah, we'd like that.
Okay, well, when you go to that, you find you can subscribe to my newsletter, The Rough Times.
Right.
And that's $159 a year, and you get a free book.
Wow.
I send you a free copy of the book. And then, if you're not happy with my newsletter, you can simply cancel and keep the book.
Wow.
And get
good
your
for
money
you.
Back.
We like those kinds of deals, Howard. We like people who stand behind what they sell, and we appreciate that. That's Rough Times, folks, ruffftimes.com. Howard, what do you think inflation is going to mean for small businesses in America in the coming year or two?
Well, when you have a real inflation, and this is going to be a real inflation, the worst we've seen in our lifetimes, Normal commerce has trouble going on as usual. For example,
you think the inflation is going to be worse now than it was in the 70s?
Yes, I do. And what's more, I don't know what the end result is going to be. They were able to kill it in the 70s with Volcker and Reagan.
Early 80s, uh-huh.
In the early 80s. But the point is that I don't know whether they're going to kill it this time, whether it's going to be too far advanced. And the Democrats, who are the party of inflation, are in control. And there's a very good chance they're going to win the next election and have control not only of Congress, mm-hmm. but of the White House. So at this point, that's uncertain. But the answer to your question is that normal commerce is difficult. But take, for example, the price of fuel. Every day, when you go to the store, any store, to buy something that you would normally buy on a regular basis, that store today would have trucks pulling up to the back door and restocking the shelves every day. The shelves which have been emptied, and they restock them, and they're just like magic.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is that when the cost of fuel goes up, a lot of independent truckers go out of business. They can't afford to go. And so you may have difficulty buying what you want at a price you want at times like this, and that affects a small businessman. It
mm-hmm.
affects every businessman, whether small
right.
or big. So the one of the things that the individual should do, who is the customer, is if you're going to go to a store and buy something, buy five or six of them and store them away. That way you buy them at today's prices and consume them at tomorrow's higher prices.
Howard, some people have actually been talking lately about deflation. You don't think that's going to happen, do you?
Ah, no, that's really ridiculous, because inflation is a monetary phenomenon, and you're going to argue, you would have to argue with me that they're going to stop throwing money at things. No
right.
way.
Yeah, it sure seems when the government's throwing money at things and printing money like they are, that sure does seem to be inflationary, but yet currently commodities are coming down, aren't they? Haven't we already had the commodities bubble?
No, we haven't had the commodities bubble. Well, one thing, the lesson of the 70s, and I'm one of the old guys who was around at that time.
I was there too.
One of the things that is really important to understand is that gold and silver are very volatile. They go up and down. And in fact, during the 70s, there were at least three occasions when they came down as much as 30% for several months.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not in the short-term business of telling people what the metals are going to do tomorrow. I'm in the business of telling them what's the long-term trend of whatever we're investing in. And so it's... if things go down. Now, incidentally, I will give you the great grand secret of making a fortune in the market. You want to hear that?
Yep.
Are you ready? You write this down.
All right.
Buy low, sell high.
Howard,
how can you buy low unless you take advantage of the fact that things come down every once in a while?
What should small business owners, what's the main thing they should be thinking about right now? What should they be focusing on right now? Because most of us invest in ourselves. We invest more in ourselves than we do in Wall Street.
Well, I would if I was a small business owner, and well, I am, but if I was a merchant, which I'm not, I'd be stocking up. I would be stocking up things, and I would get rid of debt. The advantage that I'm trying to find is how to survive all this, how to get from here to there.
Right.
And so if you think in those terms, then you can prosper from it. But you remember, the small businessman is also a consumer.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about his concerns about personal consumption for himself and his family.
Right.
Not just what he should do with his business. He doesn't go to work one day and do one thing for the business and then go home and do another thing for his family.
Right.
He's dealing with the same problem.
Exactly.
But my personal opinion is that the small businessman should be building up his inventory and getting rid of his debt.
Good advice. Howard, thank you for being here. The book is called How to Prosper During the Coming Bad Years in the 21st Century. Wherever books are sold, the website's roughtimes.com. Howard, thanks again. We'll see you next time. Howard Ruff, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too. On the other side of these messages with our good friend, Rich Galen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.